A fortified police compound in Baghdad seems an unlikely place to begin understanding why your closet is full of clothes you never wear. Yet, that's exactly where the journey started, investigating Captagon, a methamphetamine ravaging the Middle East, which opened a window into something far more universal, our inability to stop wanting more. We live in the most abundant era in human history, yet we're hungrier than ever for likes, for purchases, for the next dopamine hit. The real question isn't why we want things, it's why we can't stop wanting them, even when we know we have enough. Las Vegas casinos generate $30 billion annually, more than Americans spend on movies, books, and music combined. In the 1970s, slot machines were boring, mechanical boxes where players won only 3% of the time. Then, Cy Red digitized everything. Inspired by Atari, he replaced physical reels with screens, allowing multiple betting lines. Winning odds jumped to 45%, though many wins returned less than the original bet. Your brain doesn't care. It perceives these losses disguised as wins as victories. Add loud sounds, flashing lights, and entertaining graphics, and players stayed engaged 15 times longer, despite losing the same amount. Red had discovered the scarcity loop, a three-part system driving behaviors from gambling to overeating to scrolling. First, opportunity, a chance to get something valuable with risk attached. Second, unpredictable rewards. Predictability becomes dull, but uncertainty creates suspenseful anxiety. Third, quick repeatability. The faster we can repeat a behavior, the more likely we will. This system evolved to keep our ancestors persistently hunting and gathering. Today, it keeps us persistently checking our phones. Given guaranteed food versus gambling for food, 96.9% of pigeons choose gambling, even for significantly less food. Cockroaches, monkeys, rats, and mice all prefer gambling-like rewards, even when predictable options offer 700% more food. We're no different. Thomas Enthal's research built on B.F. Skinner's 1940s discovery that rats pressed levers more obsessively when rewards came unpredictably. The explanation? Uncertain rewards trigger heightened excitement, driving suboptimal decisions. For 2.5 million years, our ancestors walked 5 to 13 miles daily, hunting and gathering with no certainty of success. Like slot machines, these searches kept them in suspense with unpredictable rewards, visiting multiple locations, experiencing near misses and small wins until finding a jackpot. Evolution drilled this pattern deep because persistence in uncertainty meant survival. Dopamine isn't a pleasure chemical. It's versatile, regulating movement, digestion, immunity, and metabolism. Behaviorally, it helps us associate environmental cues with rewards, releasing primarily during anticipation, not consumption. The scarcity loop exploits this. We want rewards infinitely more when they're unpredictable, creating a vortex of suspense that drives compulsive repetition. Social media embodies scarcity loops perfectly. Posting offers opportunities for social enhancement, while notifications create slot machine-like unpredictability. Will you get likes, comments, or DMs? Scrolling feeds becomes a search for emotional stimulation, enabled by infinite scrolls, endless repetition. Online shopping platforms exploit these same mechanisms. Amazon Prime offers quick repeatability, while Temu creates casino-like experiences with escalating offers and limited-time discounts. Digital advertisers increasingly incorporate unpredictability. Spinning wheels for discounts increase engagement by 40% and yield sevenfold conversion rates. Stock trading apps like Robinhood leverage unpredictable rewards and quick repeatability through features borrowed from casinos. With no trading fees, users make hundreds of daily transactions hoping for small wins, attracting 23 million users. Netflix's autoplay dramatically increased watch time, with its developer admitting the company scientifically engineers products for addiction. YouTube's algorithms lead viewers into increasingly extreme content, exploiting our attention's natural gravitation toward danger, an ancient survival mechanism repurposed to capture focus. Health trackers like Whoop leverage unpredictability through mysterious recovery scores that change inexplicably, compelling users to check repeatedly rather than trust how they actually feel. Like pigeons in sterile cages choosing risky gambling games, humans in unstimulating environments often grow bored with easy resource acquisition. Thomas Zental discovered his gambling-prone pigeons made optimal choices in natural living conditions. They avoided gambling entirely. This illustrates the optimal stimulation model. We have preferred stimulation levels, and when reality falls short, we search elsewhere. Like unstimulated pigeons, we fill this gap through gambling, online shopping, mindless eating, social media, or drugs. Dr. Abdul Razak, Iraq's head of psychiatry, explains Iraq's addiction crisis through decades of compounding trauma, wars, genocide, invasion, and ISIS's reign. Addiction is most often a function of circumstances. People use drugs for good reasons, to escape, feel empowered, cope with life, and survive. Brain scans show addiction activates the same systems as love, which evolved to create compulsive behavior despite consequences necessary for relationships and child rearing. The modern crisis emerged when humans concentrated plant compounds and scaled up availability. Laboratory-made drugs are now 20 times more profitable and up to 80 times stronger than natural versions. Yet the brain disease model overlooks context. 75% of Vietnam soldiers addicted to heroin quit easily upon returning home, with only 5% relapsing. The problem isn't just brain chemistry, it's environment, purpose, and meaning. Like a mind-controlling fungus, numerical systems infiltrate our thinking unnoticed. Philosophy professor Tai Nguyen discovered Twitter reshaping his thoughts toward viral content rather than deeper contemplation. Nguyen's board game research revealed how point systems sculpt what you care about through incredibly narrow, incredibly simple, and incredibly crisp metrics. We voluntarily accept unnecessary obstacles, running marathons, climbing mountains, not for destinations, but for righteous struggle toward unpredictable rewards. This attraction stems from modern life's overwhelming complexity. Unlike ancestors who shared common knowledge, we navigate hyper-specialized experts and bottomless information. Games offer comforting certainty. When we stamp simplified scoring systems on activities, we fixate on points rather than original goals. Nguyen calls this value capture. Metrics hijack our motivations, offering satisfaction while shifting goals. Twitter became the New York Times' ultimate editor, with journalists writing for fellow journalists rather than the public. The numbers become the point, and the original purpose fades. Shed hunter Laura Zara's wilderness hunts reveal how scarcity breeds satisfaction. Roughing it on public land proves more rewarding than guaranteed lodge hunts. Research confirms we value rewards more when we work harder for them. Zara found balance owning gear rather than stuff, purposeful possessions without extreme minimalism. When she discovers an intact elk skull after days of searching, her joy demonstrates transforming the scarcity loop into an abundance loop, providing purpose and presence. Our online brain increasingly prevents genuine experiences. University of Pennsylvania researchers call reviews a dual-edged sword that overrepresent the most extreme views. Entering the unknown without digital preparation shifts us from cheap information to meaningful experiences. Thomas Aquinas identified happiness as the ultimate human goal, yet our brains evolved for perpetual seeking. Despite unprecedented abundance, American happiness reached an all-time low in 2018. Benedictine monks score higher on life satisfaction despite austerity. Father Matthew explained, "People focus too much on happiness. No one will ever be perfectly happy because happiness is a moving target. It's better to focus on things we know are good and seek them. Then happiness becomes a byproduct." The solution lies in uncomfortable choices, small adventures, solving problems directly, resisting quantification, shifting scarcity loops into abundance loops. In a world engineered to keep you wanting more, the most radical act is deciding you have enough.